You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm Brian Wilson. We're joined today by our friend Mary Walter. Good morning to you, Mary.
And good morning, Brian.
Well, you know, we're entering a new era in politics, and because of that, we're also having to enter a new era in the world of Celebrity Apprentice, because Donald Trump, once the star of Celebrity Apprentice, is becoming the president, and so they had to find a new Celebrity Apprentice guy, and it turned out to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. Many people wondered, when it came time to fire someone, how would Donald Trump go about it? Here's how he fired TV personality Kerry Keegan last night.
Who is taking the most risks is really what it comes down to. So therefore, Kerry, you're terminated.
You're terminated. We saw that coming, didn't we? Wait, there's more.
Now, get to the chopper.
Thank you, sir.
Get to the chopper. Joining us on the line right now is Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill, to try to help us give his assessment of how this went with the new helmsmanship of Arnold Schwarzenegger. What'd you think, Joe?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah.
You knew that was coming, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be so bad it's good, I guess.
Yeah.
I watched it, and I'm thinking, boy, this is not good. And I kept watching. So it's fine, I guess. It's hard to buy that Arnold is in a boardroom firing people because he's never really run a business. I mean, I guess he did. You know, when he was an actor, he probably had some side stuff going on. It's what TV does. They go with the known brand name, and Arnold's big. He's not as big as he used to be. If you look at that Terminator that he had out last summer, completely bombed. I think they could have been better off just taking a chance with a fairly known businessman. You look at Shark Tank and the stars that made, and
yeah,
it would have been better. But Arnold just isn't. I love him, but he's just not the right fit for the show.
So you didn't like it then?
Nah. I watched the whole thing, and I guess I'll watch next week. So maybe. It's that car crash rule, you know. I couldn't keep my eyes off it, I suppose. I'm glad that the Snooki is gone. I'm from Jersey. She's given us a bad name for almost a decade.
That's because she's not from New Jersey, because I am from Jersey as well, and she is not from New Jersey.
Staten Island, right. But they made it look like she was at the Jersey Shore, and that
I know.
She was a product of our Garden State, Mary. So.
No. I refuse to acknowledge that. Joe, let me ask you, as far, you know, you were saying Arnold, they would have been better off with a businessman, but in all honesty, when because I've watched the show, I've, you know, watched past episodes of it, past series of it, how much of it is really the decision made by Arnold Schwarzenegger anyway? It's made by producers off camera to see who's the biggest train wreck they're going to keep him on.
Well, Mary, you know that, and I know that, but the average Joe, pun intended, sitting at home, thinks that Arnold is making all of these decisions.
Do they really, though?
I would think, right?
Really?
I mean, they figure that he's probably evaluating all this in a room somewhere, and comes down to a decision. Yeah, I would argue that the cast isn't all that great.
Well, and that's what I wanted.
Is not that
that's
great.
What I wanted to get into. I mean, look, we call this Celebrity Apprentice, and I'm using air quotes when I do that because I'm not sure I don't think there's a celebrity in the whole group. Is there one person who stands out that you would say is a true celebrity on this year's cast?
If it were 1990, you got a good cast.
Right?
You got Vince Neil, Motley Crue. They were big, you know, late 80s, right? John Lovitz, Eric Dickerson, great running back for the Rams in the 80s. Boy George, 80s. It's everybody who's completely washed up and would beg to be on TV right now and has no other way of getting on except for something like this. So, yeah, a lot of athletes, Ricky Williams, Lisa Leslie, Dickerson, as I mentioned. But no, there isn't one person that you would say, wow, that's I could really root for this person. You're just like, oh, he's still alive? Like, that's basically the reaction that I had.
They need to bring back Gary Busey. He was the best contestant on Celebrity Apprentice ever.
Yeah, I think that you could very easily make him a permanent fixture on the show,
yes.
That he's constantly a contestant, and no one would have a problem with that rule.
They should have had him do it versus Arnold Schwarzenegger. That would be must-watch TV.
That, and if they could somehow get a furlough, is that what it's called, for like a Bernie Madoff, I think that would be very watchable.
Yeah. So apparently Arnold said that when you're in the boardroom, you should address me as governor, because he's a former governor. How do you think his performance was? Because, this is different than acting where you're fed lines and you're just following a script. This is sort of, on the fly, where we get a glimpse at ostensibly what Arnold Schwarzenegger is really like. How did he do?
I think you could love or hate Donald Trump, but he was so excellent in this role. Because you could believe it, for starters, because he does run companies.
Right, right.
And you really felt that he had invested his time and emotion into choosing the ultimate winner. We talked about before, like, producers probably do it. Like, if you asked that same question about Trump, you would say, no, Trump's definitely involved with that. He probably micromanages the whole thing. So Arnold was fine, again, but I just don't think that this is the right role for him. Let him do more mobile strike commercials than the 20th Terminator, and I'm fine with that. But he's not a boardroom guy, and he's not a guy you ever see in a suit. That I had trouble even getting used to. I know when he was governor he wore them, but he's Arnold Schwarzenegger of all the 80s and 90s fame. Yeah. Not this.
What? Who did you think, as far as the cast concerned, who are the ones to watch? Do you have any sense of that?
Well, you got to keep your eye on John Lovitz. I mean, tremendous project manager last night, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah. What about Boy George? I mean, what an interesting choice that is.
Yeah, well, again, when was the last time Boy George had a hit song, right? What was that one, I'll Tumble For You? Was that 84?
Yes.
So, I think choices were slim, and they just went with, sure, why not Boy George? People say, like, I can't believe Boy George looks like that now.
Man, I can't believe how down you are on this thing. Do you think it'll last?
No.
The franchise has run its course, don't you think?
It's been a long time, right? 2004,
yeah.
I believe, was the first year it was on. So we're at 12. Any show that's at 8 or 9 year mark, you say, all right, time to go, and it's at 12. So, yeah, but Trump's name is attached to it, and I don't think he'd want his legacy to be like maybe he would. The first year that I'm not on at the thing.
Yeah, the thing,
well,
I
exactly.
left. I left to go do president this president thing, and it all fell apart. That's
exactly.
I can expect the tweet to come. I mean, he didn't comment on it. By Twitter,
no.
As far as I know. I'm surprised by that.
You would think so, right? But
no,
nothing. But he's shy when it comes to tweeting, so give him time.
Yeah, give him a little time. He'll warm up to the idea, I'm certain. Well, listen, Joe Concha from The Hill, it's good to have you here. So I can't wait to hear. You know, the guy who was the biggest fan of this show, Larry O'Connor, my former broadcasting partner.
Really?
Who's moved to afternoons now. I have a feeling that he will be very disappointed that Joe was so harsh on this thing.
Oh.
Wow. He really, I always thought that just the platitudes he gave me on the air were just like a thing you say to the guests, but maybe he actually does respect my opinion. That start off my new year right. I appreciate that.
I'm not sure. Mm. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us, Joe, we'll keep you around. We'll come see you. We'll have you back on a little later this year.
Get to the choppa. That was good.
To the choppa.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.